Hallelujah, 感谢主耶稣的带领。
Hallelujah, thanks for the Lord guidance.
今天晚上我们继续啊，要学习以斯拉记的后半段。
Today we are going to study the second half of Ezra.
这是关乎啊信仰的复兴。
That is about the revival of the faith.
我们查考第一章到第六章，就是重建圣殿的工作。
When we studied chapter 1 to 6, it was about rebuilding of the temple.
重建圣殿的工作，我们看到这个是首先是神动善工。
And we know that it was God who began the work.
然后是选民呢，动员起来，组织起来，与神同工。
And that is the chosen people was mobilized to co-work with God.
来完成这一件工程。
And to accomplish the great project.
那今天我们福音的工作也是一样的。
And today the gospel work is the same.
福音的工作是神在我们心里动善工。
And God began the good work in our heart.
那我们人被神的灵感动，大家动员起来，组织起来，去完成这个工作。
And men are mobilized by God and touched by His Spirit and do His work.
好，那么第七章开始。
From chapter 7.
这是信仰的复兴。
Is the revival of the faith.
那信仰的复兴是怎么样的情况？
And the situation, what was that?
我们会看到是。
And we can look at it.
是人与神同工。
And that is men co-work with God.
好，那么这个第七章开始是神与人同工。
And from chapter 7 on is God co-work with men.
这个是。我们从以斯拉记看到这个前后两段的工作一个性质不同的地方。
And we can see the differences in the nature of the work.
在圣殿重建的这个工程上是人与神同工。
In the matters of rebuilding the temple, it was man co-work with God.
这个是前半段。
And that is the first half.
现在在这个信仰复兴的工作上是神与人同工。
And in the revival of the faith is God could work with men.
所以第七章一开始所记载的是以斯拉的定制。
And so in the beginning of chapter 7 records the determination of Ezra.
然后得到神的帮助。
And then he received the help from God.
好，我们来看这两这种不同的性质
And we can see the differences.
我们常常会听到说求神与我们同工。
We always heard that may God co-work with us.
但是在求神与我们同工之前
But before we can have God guidance in our work,
我们应该有与神同工的这种经历。
We should have the experience of God co-working with us first.
就是前段就是与神同工。
That is the first half, co-work with God.
那么我们有与神同工，然后我们才会得到神与我们同工。
And then if we co-work with God first, then God will co-work with us.
这个顺序是不能颠倒过来。
This order cannot be changed.
有时候我们忽略了我们是与神同工。
Sometimes we neglect the fact that we are co-working with God.
我们没有先学习与神同工。
If we do not learn to co-work with God first,
我们一下就求神与我们同工。
And we always ask God work with us.
这有很大的危险性。
That is lots of dangers.
因为人走在神的前面。
Because when man walking ahead of God,
这是非常危险的事情。
Is very dangerous.
所以有些人一下来就是我要为神立大志，我要为神怎么样怎么样，求神与我同工。
Some people keep asking God to co-work with him, to follow him and give him strength to do what he wants.
这种雄心大志很容易跑在神的前面。
This kind of mentality is very dangerous because he will walk ahead of God.
这个是非常危险的事情。
Very dangerous.
在教会里面特别要留意。
We have to pay attention to this in the church.
所以一个初信的人呢，不能要特别的在这一方面留意。
So for a new believer,
初信的时候很热心。
Because when we just first believe, we are very zealous.
但是在道理上面还不熟练。
But rather, we are not very familiar with the Bible.
所以对这方面的这个顺序啊，属灵的顺序啊，就啊不了解。
And we don't know the order of the spiritual level.
哎，那是很危险的。
It was very dangerous.
啊，怎么会危险呢？
Why is dangerous?
我们参考一节圣经。
Let's turn to a verse.
提摩太前书第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
提摩太前书三章六节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 6.
这里说初入教的不可做监督。恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。第七节。
Seven。
监督也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网罗里。啊，这里特别提到。
He especially mentioned。
在选择这个教会里面呢，管理教会、负责教会的人。
For those who are overseers or leaders of the church。
在当时使徒时代呢，啊，教会的负责人就是监督，就是长老。
At the time, at the apostolic time, the leaders of the church are overseers and deacons.
哦，但在选择的时候特别要记住，就初入教的不可以做监督。
But they must remember that for those who are newly converts, must not be leaders or elders or deacons.
为什么要这样规定
？Why？
因为初入教虽然他很热心
，Even though a new convert is very zealous in his attitude，
各方面表现很好。
He has good performance in everything.
但是这个时候还是不适合来做监督。
But at that time, it's not suitable for him to be overseers.
有什么危险性吗？
Why is dangerous?
恐怕他会自高自大。
So that he may be conceited.
他跑到神的前头去了。
Because he may walk ahead of God.
哎，这个是最危险的事情。
It is the most dangerous thing.
在教会里面呢，最怕这件事情。
That's the thing that we must.Avoid in church.
其他还是小事。
Other things are not so important.
就是这一件事情会落在魔鬼的刑罚里头去。
But these things will cause someone fall under the punishment of Satan.
那是最可怕的。
That is a very terrible thing.
那其他就没有什么可怕的了。
Other things is not that important.
就是魔鬼的刑罚，这个最可怕。
Rather, the punishment, judgment of devil is very.
哦、那么这个初入教就是他在道理上面呢还不熟练。
For those who are recent converts, they do not have a firm background.
所以他很容易啊，凭着自己的热心呢、啊，冲过头了。
So he or she may just go by his own will or instinct or attitude or
attitude. 他当负责的话呢，那变成说。你们都我说你们的头，你们都听我的了。
If he's the leader, he may claim that I'm the head and you should follow me.
我们在教会里面带领信徒说，是要把他带到神的面前，大家听神的，大家遵守神的旨意。
In the church, the good way to lead is to lead the members to follow God's will.
哎，要让弟兄姐妹大家来尊基督为头，来顺服主耶稣基督。
And for all the members to glorify God as a head.
所以在教会里面，长老、执事、负责人、传道人，他的职工作。责任是什么？不是说你们听我的，而是说我们大家来听主耶稣的。
So the responsibility of a leader in a church is not for the member to listen to him, but rather listen to Jesus.
那一个在属灵上还根基还不是很稳定的、道理不熟练的一个人当负责的话，那就糟糕了。
So if a newly convert become a church leader, that will be very troublesome.
他会把大家带到说你们听我的。
He may lead the people and Tell them to follow me.
这样子自高就这样就变成了落在魔鬼的刑罚里头去。
Then he will fall into the judgment for devil.
所以我们看从圣经里头看，你看开始的时候，你看神动善工是神先动工。
At the beginning, there was God start the work first.
那么人动员起来来跟从神，来完成神的工作。
And men are mobilized to follow God and do His work.
好，那么以后啊。我们就明白神的旨意，我们定制要为神工作。
And then later we understand God's will and we determine
按照神的旨意来拼命。
And we, according to God's will, try our best to strive forward.
神就帮助我们。
And God will help us.
这神就与我们同工。
And God will work with us.
好，现在我们看一下，看先看哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章啊，看到先看到第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节这里说，保罗说：“我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫它生长。”
And he said, Paul said, "I sow the seed and Apollo water, but God will make it grow."
好，第七节说：“可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么。”
So the sower is nothing, and the one who waters is nothing.
啊，只在那叫它生长的神。
It is everything under God's hand, and He is the one who make it grow.
但是栽种的跟浇灌都是一样。
But it's the same for those who sow the seed and water it.
大家照自己的恩赐尽本分。
Each work according to his own gift.
所以将来个人按照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
And it will be rewarded according to his own labor.
因为啊，我们是与神同工的。
Because we are God's fellow workers.
好，那么教会就是神所耕种的田地，神所建造的房屋。
And the church are God's field and God's building.
教会是神的，神在耕种，神在建造。
And the church belongs to God, and it's God who is working on it.
那我们是与神同工的。
We only the fellow workers of God.
所以绝对不能跑到神的前头，不能跑到神的上面去。
So we cannot go ahead of God.
那么先明白这个道理。
We have to understand these teachings first.
先这样谦卑的向保罗他们知道，主啊，我当做什么，我都听你的了。
And we should learn a humble attitude from Paul.And try to ask, what should we do, Lord?
那然后才有神与我们同工。
And then God will work with us.
我们看这个马可福音。
Let's turn to Mark.
马可福音十六章。
16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark 16.
主耶稣吩咐门徒，看十六章的十五节。
Verse 15.
十六章十五节
Mark 16:15
主耶稣对门徒说你们往普天下去传福音给万民听、
Jesus said go to all the nations and preach to every nation
那再看到二十节
Verse 20
门徒出去到处宣传福音主与他们同工
The disciples went out and preached everywhere and the Lord worked with them
主耶稣吩咐门徒要去
Jesus commanded the disciples,
要让普天下去传福音给万民听。
Preach the good news to all creation.
他们听从主的
命令吩咐。And when they listen to God, they obey God's will.
他们顺从主的吩咐出去了。
And they went, when they go,
结果呢，主与他们同工。
The result is God work with them.
那我们看使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts.
看到使徒行传第十一章。
Acts 11.
使徒行传第十一章
Acts 11
使徒行传第十一章二十节二十一节
Verse 20 and 21
这里记载当时啊那些门徒啊分散到各处去
At a time the believers were scattered to many places
有些人到了基比路还有古利这个到了安提阿
And some went to Cyprus, Cyrene, and Antioch.
那到安提阿的时候，就向希律人传讲主耶稣。
And they preached to the Greeks.
二十一节说，主与他们同在。
And God's hand was with them.
这个同在跟马可福音那个是主与他们同工是同样的意思。
This the Lord's hand was with them is same as the one recorded in Mark.
因为主与他们同在同工，所以信而归主的人就很多了。
Because the Lord's hand was with them, then a great number of people believed.
所以说我们今天呢，要懂得怎么样与神同工，才会得到神与我们同工。
So today we should learn first about how we should be a fellow worker of God, follow God, and then God will work with us.
那为什么以斯拉？他的定制会得到神的同工。
Why Israel's determination caused him that God work with him？
他的定制是什么
？What is his determination？
看回来《以斯拉记》第七章。
Let's turn back to Ezra chapter 7。
看回来《以斯拉记》第七章。
Ezra chapter 7。
第十节。
Verse 10。
我们看以斯拉的定制。
Let's look at Ezra's determination.
以赛亚记第七章第十节。
Ezra 7 verse 10。
这里说以色列定制考究遵行主的律法。
Ezra had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law.
又要将律例典章教训以色列人。
And the teaching is decrees and laws in Israel.
这是以色列的定制。
That is the determination of Ezra.
他要考究遵行主的律法。
He wants to study, observe, and teach the word of God.
以色列在被掳到在巴比伦那里。
Ezra was one of the captives in Babylon.
我们首先来了解一下这个当时的这个背景。
You have to understand the background first.
我们知道从第一节啊，第七章的第一节到第五节。
We know that in chapter 7, verse 1 to 5.
这里很详细记载以色列的家世。
He recalled the background of Ezra.
也就是他的家谱。
That is his genealogy.
从这个家谱啊，就是为什么要这样详细记载他的家谱呢？
Why would we record that genealogy so clearly?
圣经啊，要告诉我们，以色列是亚伦大祭司亚伦的子孙。
Because the Bible wants to tell us that he was a descendant of the priest Aaron.
当然他就是一个大祭司。
So he himself was a priest.
好，那么大祭司，我们知道大祭司按照神的旨意啊，他是进入至圣所，他在圣所，他至圣所里面服侍神的人。
We know that high priest, according to God's will, is the one who enters the most holy place to serve God.
一般的祭司呢，只能到圣所，在圣所里面。
Ordinary priests, they can only go into the holy place.
那么大祭司就是是可以说就是圣殿的一个领导者
But the high priest,
祭司的一个领导者。
The high priest is considered the leader of all the priests in the temple.
那么他呢？大概一年一次啊，为全百姓的罪进入到至圣所里头去。
And the high priest will go into the most holy place once a year to offer a sacrifice to God.
可是呢，圣殿被毁了。
But after the temple was destroyed.
70年在外邦。
And they spent 7 years in a foreign land.
没有至圣所了。
They have no holy place or most holy place.
祭司大祭司都没有工作了。
So the priest and high priest, they all lose their job.
服侍的工作都停掉了。
They have no job of serving God in the temple.
那他们要干什么？
So what do they do?
所以他们在外邦的地方啊，就用心地去查考圣经。
So they study the word of God diligently in a foreign land.
这个是也是神的旨意。
That is God's will.
在这个时候啊，他们才看重神的律法。
At that time, they emphasize and pay attention to the law.
他们痛痛地去思想为什么会有今天的这个结果。
They carefully meditate the reason of their misery.
为什么圣殿被毁？
Why the temple was destroyed?
为什么我们王国我们被掳到这个地方来？
Why we are captive?
很清楚。
It's so clear.
违背神的律法，不遵守神的律法。
Because we fail to obey the word of God.
所以他们知道这个是今天我们要得到复兴，要再重新再站起来，唯有靠神的律法。
They know that the only way for them to revive again is by the word of God.
所以这些祭司啊，他们就用心去查考。
So the priests they devote themselves in studying the word of God.
那么这个以色列就是这样。
And Ezra was one of them.
所以在这巴比伦那段时间呢，他用心一直查考圣经，查考圣经。
So at the time in Babylon, the priests they studied the word of God so diligently.
定下这个心志。
They devote themselves.
因为他明白神的旨意。
Make the determination because they understand God's will.
所以说在这一段期间他定制他就考究圣经。不是要了解是要遵行这个计划很重要考究遵行。
He not only study the law, but also observe the law.
那我们知道要遵行神的律法一定要先明白。
But we know that in order to observe it, we should first understand it first.
我们不要颠倒过来。
We should not change the order.
不是我是很想知道去查考。
We don't just study because you want to know.
这样的话，我知道就好了。
Because you are satisfied. When you
很多人呢、啊，查考圣经是这样子。
Many people study the Bible with this attitude.
哎呀，很想知道，多知道一点圣经的这个奥秘。
I just want to know more about the mystery in the Bible.
所以特别喜欢启示录，启示录我最喜欢。
Revelation the most.
哇，我知道很多奥秘，我觉得、我很了不起。
I know lots of revelation. I'm so bad, or so good.
这个就太危险了。
It's very dangerous.
这个字是错的。
This attitude is wrong.
所以有一些人呢、啊，受迷惑。
Someone was deceived, departed from the truth.
落在魔鬼的手中了。
Fall under the temptation of Satan.
一天到晚就是要查考启示录。
From day to night, they want to study the Revelation.
啊，如果有人讲到讲这个其他的这个圣经
，If someone preached other books,
啊，这个太幼稚了。
They would say it's a low level.
讲启示录才够标准呢、啊。
You should talk about the revelation. That's high standard.
啊，你今天讲到是不是讲启示录啊
？Are you going to preach revelation today?
又不是，你不用讲到。
If not, you say you don't need to preach.
我们在一些地方啊，就有这样的人，他现在离开真教会、啊。
I met some people like that in other places, and now they all departed from the church.、
啊、他们查考圣经的这个动机啊。错。
The motive of studying the Bible is wrong.
那你看这个以斯拉，他定制是考究遵行神的律法。
But Ezra indeed, he devoted himself in studying and observing the law of the Lord.
我回想起来，当初啊，我看到主耶稣所说的一句话。
When I just remember the word of Jesus.
说不是称呼我主啊，主啊的人多能进天国。
Not those who call me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能进去。
Only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
哦，我吓到了。
I was scared.
唯独。
Only.
所以今天我要遵行神的旨意，不然的话我就不能进去。
So that I must follow God's will, otherwise I cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
那我今天信主耶稣就是为了要进天国。
Today I believe in Jesus because I want to go into heaven.
所以我就把这个定为我的这个目标。
So I set this my goal.
我向神祷告。
I pray to God.
我说主啊
，Oh Lord，
我要遵行你的旨意。
I want to obey your will.
那我怎么样去遵行你的旨意
？But how can I obey your will？
这主你要让我知道啊。
You have to let me know your will.
那要怎么去知道？
How do I know?
你要读圣经啊！
You have to read the Bible.
你要明白圣经啊！
To understand the Bible.
哦，原来是这样。
Oh, that's the way.
因为神的旨意在圣经里头。
Because God's will is in the Bible.
我们去看一下这个诗篇四十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 40.
后来我读到这个诗篇。
Later I read the Psalm.
哇，大卫的心志。
The determination of David.
给我很大的帮助。
Encourage me.
我们看到四十章的第八节。
Verse 8, after the 40.
诗篇四十篇的第八节。
Psalm 40, verse 8.
说我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心中。
I desire to do your will, oh my God, your law is within my heart.
我们思想这一句话。
Let's meditate about this.
大卫是合神旨意的一个人。
David is the one who is in God's heart.
可以说是神的心上人呢。
He is the one, the beloved one of God.
神非常喜欢他。
God like him very much.
为什么
？Why？
你看他这样说就，我们就知道了。
And we know the reason here.
是啊，我的神呐、啊，我乐意照着你的旨意行。
I desire to do your will, O God.
那要怎么办
？How？
你的律法在我心里。
Your law is within my heart.
从这句话我们就知道了，神的旨意在哪里
？From this we understand God's will.
神的旨意在律法里，神的律法里头。
God's will is in the law.
所以你要详细去查考明白神的律法。
So we have to study diligently about the law.
那我们才能遵行神的旨意。
So that we understand God's will better.
所以在诗篇的第一篇的开头就是这么说。
So that is beginning of the psalm.
我们看诗篇第一篇呢。
Psalm to the one.
第二节。
Verse 2.
诗篇第一篇第二节。
Psalm to the one, verse 2.
说，我喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
Blessed are those who meditate the law of God day and night.
唯有只有一种人，就是这种人。
Only this kind of people.
喜爱神的律法。
His delight is in the law of the Lord.
像大卫一样。
Just like David.
他喜爱神的律法，律法都在他的心间里头。
He delight the law of God and he put it in his heart.
在心里头干什么
？Why he put it in his heart?
昼夜思想啊。
Because he want to meditate.
他把神的律法放在心里去思想啊。
He put it into his heart to ponder upon.
白天思想，晚上思想。
No matter it's day or night.
白天晚上都遵行神的旨意。
Day or night, he practiced God's will.
哇，这个人就有福了。
Blessed are this man.、
所以第三节说，他像一棵树栽在溪水旁啊。
So verse 3, he is like a tree planted by streams of water.
按时结果子的
which yields fruit in season，
他的叶子不枯干的
whose leaf does not wither，
凡他所做的尽都顺利
whatever he does prospers。
这个是就是有福的人呢、啊。
That is a blessed man。
啊，因为他遵循神的旨意。
Because he followed God's will。
那要遵循神的旨意，他一定要喜爱神的律法，要把神的律法放在心的昼夜去思想它。
He must put a delight in God's word and put it in his heart to meditate day and night。
因为这个就是我们信仰的根基呀、啊。
Because that is the root of our faith。
我们怎么样来侍奉神
？How do we serve God？
就是要根据神的律法。
That is according to God's will。
所以今天我们的信仰要建立在哪里？
So where should we build our foundation on today?
今天我们的生活要根据什么？
What is the will of our life?
就是根据神的律法。
It is according to God's will.
也就是今天圣经的教训。
It is teachings of the Bible.
所以以色列这个定制啊，非常重要。
So Israel's determination is very important.
这也是今天我们应该要有的。
And that is what we should follow today.
一个人不喜爱圣经，
if a person doesn't like the word of God, the Bible,
他会什么热心哦？他会什么？我看这些都有问题啦。
If we even very zealous for God, some problem must be inside.
我们看到提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
今天我们想要多结果子。
Today we want to bear much fruit.
我们一定要像以色列这样子。
We have to learn from Ezra.
啊，要喜爱圣经。
To love the Bible.
我们看到三章十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
这里保罗就是在强调这里啊。
So Paul emphasized here.
说这个圣经都是神所默示的。
All scripture is God breath.
要来教训读者，使人归正。
Is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting.
教导人学义。
Training in righteousness.
都是有益的。
And is useful.
教属神人都有完全预备神各样的善事。
So that a man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
为什么要学习圣经
？Why we want to learn the Bible?
当然，第一个是我们要归正。
For our returning to truth,
我们要学义，我们要成为一个义人。
Training in righteousness, want to be a righteous person.
还有，我们要追求完全。
And also pursue perfection.
我们要行各样的善事。
To do all kinds of good works.
为什么要查考圣经
？Why I want to study the Bible?
我要预备行各样的善事。
That is to prepare to do every good work.
所以今天我们查考圣经的目的啊，目标一定要正确。
So the purpose of the motives of studying the God's word is must be very clear and right.
有一些人信仰是成为他的一种装饰。
Some people just want to use his faith as a decorative.
好像把他在教会里面的这些服事啊，好像把他看成像世上的那种权威名望。
They use the office or job in the church as something to boast about.
这样的话就糟糕了。
And that is a very bad thing.
所以呢，我们一定要正确的这种动机。
So today we should have a right motive.
以色列的定制是要考究遵行神的律法。
Ezra's determination is to study and observe the law of God.
这个是他本身从他本身做起
It is start from himself.
我要考究，我要遵循神的律法。
I want to study and observe the law of God.
然后呢
？And then，
我要来教训百姓。
And to teach the people.
要将神的律例典章来教训百姓。
Teach the decrees and laws of God to the people.
所以不要弄错了，先教训自己。
First teach ourselves first.
先造就自己。
First, identify ourselves.
然后才能去帮助别人。
And then we can help other people.
这是以色列的定制。
That is Israel's determination.
非常正确啊。
It is.
我们看这个哥林多前这个提摩太前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
所以今天我们在教会里面的这种侍奉，我们一定要正确的啊，要从圣经里面了解到正确的这种途径。
So when we serve God today, we should learn the right way.
看十六节。
16.
这个提摩太前书四章十六节。
First Timothy 4:16.
这是保罗一很重要的在嘱咐这个提摩太。
Paul gave a very detailed instruction to Timothy.
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
Watch alive and doctrine closely.
你要在这些事上恒心。
Preserving them.
因为这样行，又能救你自己，又能救听你的人。
Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
今天在教会里面我们的侍奉
Today in our church,
一定要按照这样的一个秩序
We must keep this order.
不要跳过去自己都不管了、哦、我爱心我很爱心我很热心
Do not neglect yourself and say that you have love.
那这样冲过头了那就很不好
And that is no good to neglect the order.
还是谨慎自己第一要排在第一
The first thing is to watch our life.
那你要教训人你要明白真理你不自己都不晓得你要教训谁
And we have to know the doctrine because if you don't know the word of God, how can you teach other people?
神的道理不能随便讲的。
You cannot teach the word of God carelessly.
我们看第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一章里头啊，第六节。
Verse 6.
提摩太前书第一章第六节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 6.
这里说有人偏离这些反去讲一些虚浮的话。
Some have wandered away from these and turned to meaningless talk.
第七节。
7.
想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲说的、所论定的。
They want to be teachers of the law, but they do not know what they are talking about.
这样就不好。做你们要怎么样？怎么样？怎么样？怎么自己、哎、都不做。
We are not like the Pharisees, tell the people to do all kind of things, but we never lift a finger.
所以呢，谨慎自己和自己的教
师。So be watchful of your life and your doctrine.
并且要在这些事情的恒心不能改变，永远都是这样子。
Persevere in them because you want to keep it forever.
啊，那这样就好。
It's good.
首先呢、啊，能够救自己
，save yourself first，
那又能够叫那些听你的人
，and then you can save those who hear you。
啊，这些一定要记住，好。
We have to remember.
所以今天我们在教会里面呢、啊，我们一定要学习这样的原则。
To learn this principle。
那我们学习以西拉记整卷这样下来，我们就看到就很清楚了。
So if we study the whole book of Ezra, we understand it so clearly。
啊，学习先学习啊，与神同工。
Understand first how to be a co-worker of God.
然后你就知道你要怎么样去顺服神。
And you know how to follow God's will.
啊，你定制我要怎么样来为神工作。
Determined to work for God.
好了，神就与你同工。
And then God will be your co-worker.
就会帮助你，叫你凡事顺利。
And help you and make your way prosper in everything.
好像保罗。
Just like Paul.
说我靠那加给我力的，凡事都能行。
I can do everything by those.By the one who gave me power.
这个是很重要的，我们要学习的第一个。
We have to learn from
that. 好，再来回来以斯拉记。
And then we come back to Ezra.
以斯拉记。那么这个以斯拉这个定制，我们明白了。
I understand God, Ezra determination.
我们要学习。
We have to learn.
今天教会的信仰要复兴起来。
Today, if we want to revive the faith of our church.
一定啊，要大家都要有这个定制。
Everyone must have this kind of determination.
我们要看重圣经。
Emphasize the Bible.
我们要喜爱圣经。
Love the Word of God.
我们要查考圣经。
Study the Scripture.
我们要遵循圣经里头的教训。
Obey the teachings in the Bible.
好，那么这样子，我们才能够真正来复兴我们教会的信仰。
That's the only way to revive faith in the church.
从个人开始。
Start from every individual.
到所有的弟兄姐妹。
And to all the congregation.
好，那么现在我们看这个以西拉这个定制。
Now let's look at Ezra's determination again.
哦，那他有了这个定制。
After he has this determination.
结果怎么样
？Then what happened?
好，我们看第一七章第六节。
Chapter 7, verse 6.
第七章第六节。
Chapter 7, verse 6.
哦，这个以西拉从巴比伦上来啊，他是。敏捷的文士，通达神以色列的神的所赐给摩西的律法书。
Ezra was a teacher and well versed in the law of Moses, which the Lord gave the people.
他怎么会成为一个敏捷的文士
？How can he be a good scribe？
他怎么会通达主以色列神所赐给摩西的律法书
？How can he be well versed in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel has given？
就是他很用心去考究
，because he was very diligent，
所以他明白
，so he understand he well versed、
所以今天我们查考圣经圣经的道理呢要通达。
So today we have to be well versed in the Bible。
看希伯来书
，let's turn to Hebrews。
希伯来书第五章
，5。
希伯来书第五章
，Hebrews chapter 5。
希伯来书第五章，我们看到十三节。
Verse 13。
第五章十三节、十四节。
Hebrews 5:13。
这里说，凡只能吃奶的， 多不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
Is anyone who lives on milk being still an infant is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness?
十四节。
14。
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
But the solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
当时这个也有一些信徒啊，没有长大的信徒。
At a time there were some immature members.
在这十二节这里要提到。
Verse 12 says,
说看你们学习的功夫啊，本该做师傅了。
In fact, though, by this time you ought to be teachers.
他谁知道还要有人将圣学的神圣言的小学的开端另教导你们。
But rather you need someone to teach you the elementary truth in Bible.
说变成了那必须要吃奶不能吃干粮的人。
Eat milk, not solid food.
我们回想一下，像哥林多教会。
Let's think about the church in Corinth.
哥林多教会啊，保罗说，我开始传福音给你们是用奶喂你们的。
Paul said, when I start to preach to you, I feed you with milk.
到现在啊，你们还是不能吃干粮。
Until now, you cannot.
所以你看哥林多教会
solid food.
哥林多教会虽然很热心在服侍神。
So even though the church in Corinth want to serve God.
自高自大，嫉妒纷争，相告，乱七八糟的。
There's lots of problem, division, losses among brother and sister, sexual immorality, everything.
你看这个。就是小孩子嘛
，because they are childish。
小孩子他根本你看，将来说你们大家要玩具啊，一起玩嘛。哎呀，这不会，他不懂。我的就是我的，那你还要
？Because children, a child, do not like to share toys with other people. They're selfish. They don't want to listen to other people.
这道理根本不熟练的。
Because they are not acquainted with the word of God.
他不管圣经的道理的。
They pay no attention to the Bible.
管我自己，我想要这样就是对的。
They only pay attention to themselves and want to do whatever they want.
所以这个很可怕的这个事情。
It's very terrible.
如果今天呢，在教会你要做带领者，你不爱圣经，不好好查考圣经啊。
Today, if you are leaders of a church but you do not like to read the Bible,
那你是要根据什么来带领教会啊
？So how do you want to lead the church?
这个太危险了，我感觉。
It is so dangerous.
所以今天呢，我们既然呢蒙托付，像以色列，他既然做一个祭司，他要通晓神的律法。
So today, now we are entrusted with a mission to lead the church. We have to like Ezra to devote ourselves in studying, observing the word of God.
我既然当了传道。
Today I'm a preacher.
我一定要把圣经啊学习，要查找，要明白。
I must diligently study the Bible.
因为我要带领教会，我要就是圣经的道理，不是我的思想。
Because I'm the one who lead the church not by my own will, but by God.
不是世上人的学问啊。
Not by human knowledge or education.
这个都不可以的。
It's not useful.
你看保罗。
Just like Paul.
他在社会上，他有学问，他有高言大志。
He has education. He has wisdom. He has speech.In the world.
他如果要以人的这种方式的话，他在教会里面，哇，那不得了，大家不得了啊
！If he wants to lead the church in a human way, then everyone in the church will uplift him.
全教会都会把他捧到天上去。
Everyone in the church will uplift him and exalt him.
但是他怎么说
？But what did he say?
我们看一下这个《哥林多前书》第二章。
Let's look at Second Corinthians number two.
哥林多前书第二章。
Second Corinthians, First Corinthians number two.
第一节。
First Corinthians chapter two.
哥林多前书第二章第一节。
First Corinthians 2:1.
第二章第一节说：“弟兄们，我从前到你们那里去啊，没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。”
He said, "Brother, when I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom."
因为我曾定了主意啊，在你们中间呢，不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督。
For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Christ Jesus.
并他钉十字架。
And him crucified.
说我在你们那里啊，又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
I came to you in weakness and fear.
我说的话讲的道啊，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。
My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of Spirit's power.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
So that your faith may not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power.
哇，保罗这个人成功就在这里。
This is Paul's success.
他有高言大志，有大学问的人，他不肯用。
He's a man with eloquence and superior wisdom, but he dare not to use it.
他立定主意说。什么都不知道，只有知道耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
He resolved to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
所以那些世上的学问呢，那些高人的他不谈，这个不谈。
He never mentioned about the eloquence and superior wisdom in the world.
我只要讲圣经。
I talk the Bible.
我只要讲耶稣基督。
I preach Jesus Christ.
太好，这个信息。
So good.
立定这个志，这个以色列的志向。
There's the determination of Ezra.
那保罗他有软弱。
Paul has own weakness.
因为他是一个有学问的人。
Because he is an educated person.
他是有口才的人。
He's an eloquent person.
他以前在社会上就用他这一套。在吸引人，他是一个领导者。
In the past, he was a leader because of his eloquence and wisdom.
啊，现在啊，成为主耶稣的门徒了。
Now he was one of the disciples of Christ.
那一套不能用了。
He cannot use that kind of thing
anymore. 可是人软弱啊。
But sometimes human is weak.、
不小心的话，就会跑出来了。
If you are not careful, then this will pop up.
所以他说，我在你们又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊啊。
So Paul said, when I come to you, I come with trembling and fear.
软弱什么？惧怕什么？
Why? Why
战惊什么？
Why trembling? Why fear?
不是说，哎呦，我怕人家打我。
Not because that he is afraid that people will beat him up.
他死都不怕，他为耶稣死都不怕。
He does not fear death.
他在怕什么？
What is he afraid of?
怕他自己啊。
Afraid of himself.
怕他里面这个人的软弱啊。
He afraid his own weakness.
哎，这个很危险的。
It's so dangerous.
从保罗身上，我看到以色列的定志。
So from Paul, we remember Ezra's determination.
所以你看保罗为什么会写这么多的这个真理出来啊？
Why Paul wrote so many truths?
这跟以色列一样的。
Just like Ezra.
所以今天呢，我们一定要学效法以色列这种定志，来让我们在道理上面长大成人。
Ezra example, so that we can grow in the truth and to be an adult.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我看大家这种学习的精神啊。
Look at the attitude of your learning.
真是感谢主耶稣了。
Thanks the Lord very much.
圣灵在带领我们。
Is the Holy Spirit guide us?
今天温哥华教会要复兴起来。
Today the Vancouver Church to revive.
要完成神所托付的这个使命。
To complete the commission of God.
感谢神，就靠我们这个精神
了。Is by this attitude.
要持守，所以要恒心，不是只有一阵子就过去。
Study the word of God diligently, not just for a short period of time.
只要把这种心思保持下去。
Keep this attitude.
神会与我们同工。
God will work with us.
神会像帮助以色列一样来帮助我们。
As He helped is Ezra, He will help us.
我们一定能够完成神的旨意。
We will accomplish God's will.
所以说呢，今天这个心思非常重要。
So today this resolution is very important.
我们一定要好好的来查考学习圣经的真理。
We have to diligently study the Bible.
通晓圣经的真理。
Acquainted with the verses.
那么圣经的真理就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，指引我们的路。
The word of God is the lamp of my feet and light in my life.
那我们就能遵循神的旨意啊。
So that we can do God's will.
就能去完成神的旨意啊。
To accomplish God's will.
所以是啦，这种定志。
So Ezra through his determination.
使他自己通达神的律法。
So that he could be well versed in the law of Moses.
他成为一个敏捷的文士，就是很好的圣经的老师啊。
And become a good teacher of the Lord.
因为他本身自己遵行，不但是通晓，他遵行。
Because he not only very familiar with the verses, but he also observed the Lord.
真正的圣经的老师。
He is the genuine true Bible teacher.
所以这种文士啊，就是因为有这个70年的这个被掳的事机会啊，让他们操练出来，才产生这样的文士。
Because of the 70 years exile period, so that these kind of priests.Scribe is trained.
看见这也是神的旨意。
This God's will.
万事互相效力啊，都叫爱神的人得益处。
All things work together for the good of those who fear God.
有一次我差不多一年当中啊，一直都在生病，一直。
And one period that I was sick for a whole year.
奇怪，为什么传道都帮你祷告，病都好了，自己祷告病都不好。
Why is the preacher I pray for a lot of people's sickness and they were healed, but I myself was not healed?
但是我生病了，没有人知道，都是我自己知道。
But when I was sick, no one knows, only I myself know.
因为太阳出来，我就是一个好人。
Because when the sun rises, I'm a good person, I'm a healthy person.
在台上我是好人。
And on the pulpit, I'm healthy.
晚上睡觉到半夜就开始不行了。
At night when I sleep and something wrong,
I'm 就开始气喘了。
And start to have asthma.
我没办法躺下睡觉。
I cannot lie down.
这样喘气喘很痛苦啊。
It's very painful.
那个时候我才知道说，哇，那个神所赐给人那一口气息啊，哇，太宝贵了。
At the time, I realized that the breath that God gave human is so precious.
我说神啊，现在我要吸一口气，要用全身的力量，哇，太辛苦了。
I told God that now I'm going to use all my strength to just breathe in. It's so painful.
那我以前不晓得你是给我这一口气这么宝贵的。
In the past, I didn't know that how precious the breath the breath you gave me.
我现在知道。
Now I know.
慢慢在这个当中一直学，第一课开始就从神赐给人气息这个宝贵。
So the first lesson is the precious.Bread that God gave to him.
经过一年的这个操练啊
After 1 year training.
感谢神，神让我明白太多太多。
Thanks to the Lord that I learned so much.
所以叫做病患中学习圣经的功课。
So through the sickness that I learned the truth in the Bible.
哎，那万事互相效力都是对教师爱心人得益处。
All things works together for those who fear God.
就在那一段期间呢，哇，圣经的道理让我。懂得更多。
At a time, I understand more about the teachings in the Bible.
啊，所以我就啊，经过一年之后，哎，感谢神，好了。
Thank God, after 1 year, the
sickness was healed. 神说你的功课学完了，哦哦，完了，好，考试及格了，好。
God said, God said, you finish your credit, your credit, and you can graduate.
现在这个呼吸就不用力啊，我很感谢，感谢主，我一口气还哇这么顺利，太好了。
When I breathe, no problem. Thank God, thank God.
所以我们也在美术里头有一句话说。我这个幕布还在跳，我这个气还在出息，我这样感谢我的主。
So in the hymn, it was saying that when we can still breathe today, with the pulse is still going, we should thank God and work for God.
那个时候我唱到这个赞美诗，我就会流眼泪。
At the time when I sang the hymn, I was moved deeply moved.
因为我体验到说，啊，要吸这一口气是多么的困难。
Because I experienced that it was so difficult for me to just breathe in.
这个道理是要去体验，你才会明白。
You experience the word yourself.
不然听是这样子，其实你不了解。
Otherwise, you just listen and you never experience the word.
所以今天呢，我们一定要用心去学习圣经的道理，让我们通达圣经的道理。
So today we must determine, devote ourselves in studying the Bible.
造就自己。
Edify yourself first.
来造就弟兄姐妹。
And then edify the brothers and sisters.
好，这个就是我们看到以斯拉的这个第七章里面的，看以斯拉所表现的。
That is how Ezra.
好，那么现在我们看回到以斯拉记第七章。
Now let's come back to the chapter.
这个以斯拉记第七章啊，像，那么这个，因为他已经通达了神的律法。
Because he was well versed of the law of Moses.
所以他现在定出他要回来教训以色列百姓。
Now he determined to come back to teach the people about God's law.
好，他这个神就那王呢就允准他一切所求的。
So the king have granted him everything he asked.
因为他现在在巴比伦国啊。
Because now he was in Babylon.
那你要回来，你随便离开，你要离开随便可以吗？
It's not easy for you to leave the country.
Oh, 那是不行的，那一定要王答应的。
He must have the permission from the king.
所以以色列他就定制以后，他就要求，他说我要回去。
So after Ezra determined that, he asked,
我要去教训我的百姓以色列人这个律法。
He said, I want to go back to teach the people about the law of God.
要回去复兴他们的信仰。
To revive the faith.
王就允准他一切所求的。
The king had granted him everything he asked.
为什么
？Why？
是因为主他的神的手帮助他。
For the hand of the Lord, his God was with him.
所以第七节说这个亚达谢西王的第七年的时候。
So verse 7 said the seventh year of Artaxerxes.
好，那么这个以色列人啊，祭司啊，利未人歌唱的守门的尼提连说啊，要上耶路撒冷的。
So all the Israelites, including the priests, Levites, singer, gatekeeper, and temple servant, they all came to Jerusalem.
他们五月，以色列就到了这个耶路撒冷。
And the fifth month, they arrived Jerusalem.
那第九节说，他们是正月初一啊，从巴比伦启程的。
They began his journey from Babylon on the first day of the first month.
因他神施恩的手帮助他。
Because the gracious hand of the Lord was with him.
所以他就很顺利就回到
了。That he arrived in Jerusalem safely.
那这个就是说到神为什么王会允准他一切所求的
？Why the king had granted him everything he asked？
他能得到完一切的这个帮助
？Why he has the permission to do everything？
就神施恩的手帮助他。
It is because the gracious hand of the Lord was with him。
那看到神给他的帮助有多大
？See how great God's help was。
现在我们要看神给他有多大的帮助
See God's help。
看到十一节。
Verse 11。
这个十一节啊，这里啊，下面这一大段呢、啊，就是神借着王啊给以色列的帮助。
And the whole paragraph talks about the help from king to to Ezra.
这里说既是以色列通达神诫命和赐给以色列人 的律例的文士。
Ezra the priest, the teacher, a man learned in matters concerning the commands and decrees of the law for Israel.
好，那么这个亚达薛西王赐给他这个谕旨。
And Artaxerxes gave him a decree.
这个谕旨啊，给他太大的帮助。
This decree gave him lots of help.
啊，那么上面写着说
，On it written.
下面就是这是谕旨的内容。
That is the content of.
哦，那这个是当时这个是亚兰文，用亚兰文所写的。
This was written in Aramaic.
好，那现在我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
这个谕旨的内容。
And that is the decree.
啊，这也就是啊。神借着王给以色列的帮助。
And there's the help from God through the king.
啊，开始写这个写到说，对他非常尊称啊，给他一个很尊荣的啊这种啊称呼。
And the king gave him a very high status and title.
啊，也是啊以神的荣耀。
And that is the glory of God.
说这个诸王之王亚达谢西啊啊达于祭司以色列通达。天上神律法大德的文士。
He said, Kings of Kings, to Ezra the priest, a teacher of the law of the God of heaven.
这一句话就知道，以色列在当时啊，在那边已经是非常啊被尊敬。
From this verse, we know that Ezra was a person that has a high respect and regard for the people.
他不但通晓神的律法。
He's not only one who is well educated in the word of God.
他被称为一个大德的文士，这个是外邦的用语。
He is called.Of a great man, of a great scribe.
哎，他有表现了。这个德就是他行为的表现，他有实在的这种表现。
Because he has all the good deeds and virtues.
所以很被尊敬，是一个很被尊敬的一个文士。
So he was highly regarded as a scribe.
这个文士不是像主耶稣来那个时候那种文士，只是教训人。
This kind of scribe is not the one in Jesus' time. They only know how to teach people.
那就不能称为大德的文士了。
So they cannot be called a scribe of virtue.
他是有行为的表现。
Rather, Ezra has deeds to prove his faith.
所以被人呢、啊、德高望重，被人尊敬。
So Ezra was respected.
称为大德的文士。
Was called a scribe of high virtue.
好，那下面呢，我们看到第十三节啊。
Verse 12.
这个第一项啊，他说住在你我国中的以色列人、祭司、利未人，凡甘心上耶路撒冷去的，我降旨。准他们与你同去。
So now I decree that anyone of Israel in my kingdom, including the priests and Levites who wish to go to Jerusalem with you, may go.
这个很重要的。
That is so important.
不但准以色列回去。
Not only let Ezra go back.
好像古列王的下旨一样。
Just like the decree of Cyrus.
凡被神的灵激动的人，凡要上去，都可以上去。
All those who are moved by the Spirit of God, they all can go back.
所以让以色列呢。能够得到很多的同工
，So Ezra can have lots of co-worker.
不然的话，以色列一个人回去也没有办法做事情了。
Otherwise, if Ezra just go back by himself, he can do nothing.
今天我们定是要为教会啊来侍奉。
Today we are resolved to work for God in the church.
不是靠我们自己。
Not by ourselves.
我们要，如果我们得到神的帮助。
If we have the help from God,
神赐给我们很多弟兄姐妹
God will give us lots of co-worker
来跟我们一起同工
to co-work with us.
所以一个教会啊，要每一个弟兄姐妹都能够啊同心合意来服侍，这个才是神的啊这个同工。
If God work with us, then every brother and sister will be moved to work for God.
神的同工不是啊，这些人我不要，这些人我才要，不是这样的。
When God co-work, it's not that I want to choose a certain kind of people to co-work with me. It's not that.
神会感动更多更多甘心乐意服侍主的人来与我们同工。
God will move more and more people to co-work with us.
这才是神的同工。
That is the co-working of God.
哦，所以你看，神给他这样第一个很重要的帮助。
It's the first thing that first help.
今天在教会里面要复兴，这一点很重要。
Today, if you want to be by the church, that is so important.
我们要祷告，求神赐给我们更多更多的同工。
To pray and ask God to give us more co-worker.
那在第十四节
，verse 14，
说王与七个谋士既然差你去呀、啊，啊，照你手中神的律法书查问犹大和耶路撒冷的情况。
You are sent by a king and his seven advisers to inquire about Judah and Jerusalem with regard to the law of your God, which is in your hand.
这一项啊，可以说给他一个回去很重要的一项任务。
He's given a very important task.
按照你手中神的律法书去查问。 看犹大的耶路撒冷的情况怎么样，以色列人的信仰怎么样。
Inquire about Judah and Jerusalem with regard to the law of your God, which is in your hand.
今天我们要看教会的信仰怎么样。
Today, if you want to inspect the faith in the church,
你要凭什么？
What are you according to?
如果这个人信心好。
Oh, this man is a good faith.
这个人这个热心。
This man is a very zealous worker.
凭什么？
But how can you say that?
不是凭人的感觉，不是凭眼睛所看到的这些。
It's not by your own feeling or what you can see.
这个人遵循圣经的教训。
Rather, this one,
他的祷告、他的说话、他的做事、他的服事、他的待人，都是按照神的教训。
His way, his deeds, his word, his relationship with other people, everything is according to the Bible.
这个人信仰好。
This faith is good.
就凭这个呢
？It's according to the Bible.
可是我们现在不是这样。
Sometimes today we do not use this standard.
到今天了，因为我们不明白圣经，我们才不懂得这样做。
Today because we don't know the Bible, so that we do not.
所以以色列已经通达神的律法。
Taking the standard.
所以那个王的人说，按照你手中神的律法，你这个你通神的律法。
The king said, regardless to the law of your God, which is in your hand.
带着神的律法回去。
Bring the law of God and go back.
按照神的律法去查看以色列人有没有照这样在做。
And use the law as a standard to inspect, see whether other people are obeying.
有没有遵守这些神的律法？
See whether they are keeping the law of God.
这一点很重要。
This is so important.
所以今天我们带领教看在牧养教会。
So today when we pastor tend the flock of God,
用神的圣经的道理啊来照管他们。
And we guide them through the word of
the
Bible.
要让每一个弟兄姐妹都明白神的律法，要来遵循神的教训。
We have to let every member to understand God's word and practice it.
只要他这样子，我们就放心了。
So if they follow the Bible, we can believe.
信仰是有根基的。
So because the faith is with foundation,
我们就可以放心了。
We can believe.
他在道理上面已经长大成人了。
Because they are mature in the truth.
所以用真理、用圣经的话来造就啊教会。
So use the Bible to edify the church.
让他在真理上长大。
So that they can mature in the truth.
所以我们今天就根据圣经的道理啊，来了解信徒的信仰的状况。
So today, according to the Bible, we inspect and see how the faith of the member is doing.
不是只看一些外表，哇，怎么样？不是。
Not only look at the superficial things.
好，接下来我们看第十五节。
Verse 15.
第十五节说，又要带金银，就是王和摩西甘心献给住耶路撒冷以色列神的。啊，十六节
，16，
并要带你在巴比伦全省所得的金银和百姓祭司乐意献给耶和华他们神殿的礼物。这里呀、啊，说要带这些呀、啊，大家所奉献的金银和礼物回去。
He is to bring all the articles that freely given to God of Israel by all who freely given this.
哎呀，这些人呢，敬畏神，他们虽然不能去，但是他们呢。奉献金银
Those people, even though they cannot go back, but they offer gold and silver.
啊，奉献礼物
and gifts
都是甘心乐意奉献的
are called freely give this.
那么这些啊，啊都要带回去
so that he should bring back、
哦、
all these articles.
Verse 17. 带回去啊，做什么呢？
What do they do when they bring back?
看十七节啊。
Verse 17.
我说你当用这些金银呐、啊，啊，赶快买这些公牛啊，这鸡物啊。
With this money,、啊、buy bull, rams.
去献祭，献在神的坛上。
Make offering on the altar of the Lord.
神的事情要先求神国神义啊。
That is to seek God's kingdom and righteousness first.
啊，回去呀、啊，这些金银回去呀、啊，先要办理呀、啊、献祭的事情啊，献在神的坛上献祭。
With this money, they should do the business of sacrificing first.、
啊、以神的事为先。
Put God first.
嗯，这个很重要。
That is
主耶稣说的，你们先求神的国、神的义。
Jesus said, "Seek first God's kingdom and righteousness."
好，大概十八节说。
Verse 18.
剩下的金银呢、啊？你和你的弟兄看怎么好，那就怎么用。
And the rest of the money, you can do whatever seems best to you.
总要遵着你们神的旨意。
But according to the will of your God.
好了，这个是剩下来的可以做我们税啊的使用啊。
And the rest of the money can use in another way.
神的要摆在前，神的要摆在前面啊。
God's things must be put in the first place.
对今天来讲，我们这个 神的物十分之一你要奉献。
Today, a tithe we should offer to God for sure.
啊，剩下的你可以看你要怎么用，你可以用。
And you can keep the rest, and you can spend whatever you want.
有一个原则。
But there's a principle to follow.
你可以很自由的去使用这些。
You can spend your money freely.
这是给属于你的，神让你要给你用的。
Because that portion belongs to you.
但是一个原则。
But there's a principle.
这里说总要。按照神的旨意来用。
But in accordance with the will of your God.
那神的旨意在哪里？
What's the will of God?
哎，就明白圣经了。
That is, you have to understand the Bible.
哎，不是，这现在我自由了，我会随意，现在用什么就是用什么。
It's not to say that I can spend whatever I want to.
那圣经里头啊，你知道圣经的道理，你就按照神的道理的教训，在生活上你要花费这些钱，都是。不管是吃是喝是做任何的事情，都是为了荣耀神。
So you spend the rest of the money according to the will of God. That is, whatever you do, you spend, you eat, you buy, is for the glory of God.
所以今天我们如果明白这些道理，我们在生活上面呢，我们就很快乐。
Today, if we understand this kind of teaching, then we can live a joyful life.
真理叫我们得自由了。
Because the truth wants to set us free.
如果不明白神的旨意，那你这个花钱都有发生问题。
If we don't understand God's will, then if we spend money, there's lots of trouble.
那你明白神的旨意，你花钱就很快乐。
But rather, if you understand God's will, then you have
a
joyful life.
耶稣也快乐。
You happy, Jesus happy.
弟兄姐妹也快乐。
And every father and sister is happy.
花的实在太好了。
Because
荣耀神嘛。
I spend the money in glorifying God.
我花这些钱。神得到荣耀。
I spend this money and God is glorified.
哇，大家弟兄姐妹都得到好处。
Brothers and sisters are edified.
看这个钱就很有价值哈。
The money is valuable.
所以说今天我们要明白圣经。
Today we have to understand the Bible.
哦，这个是很重要的。
It's so important.
好，所以对于侍奉神的啊，再来说是我们生活上的需要。
And to serve God, and then the rest of the portion can for our daily living.
按照神的教训，按照神的旨意。
According to the will of God.
我们休息一下。
Let's take a